This session is going to be a little bit different. If you'll look in your folders, you have a little booklet entitled Pour Out Your Heart. The verse at the top of your booklet is Psalm 62, springboarding off of the theme this morning of trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Psalm 62 says, again, trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. And last night, I shared with you how God planted a seed of faith in my heart. But one thing that I really struggled with when I was really going through a lot of doubts and when I was really questioning God, one thing that was a problem for me was praying. I couldn't pray. I remember several times my husband saying, you know, when we were dating, hey, you know, let's pray together. And I couldn't do it. And I would just end up crying and just telling him to do all the praying. And I couldn't pray because I was so ashamed. I was so ashamed to pray to someone that I didn't really trust and to pray to someone that I didn't really love. And I knew I should trust God. I knew I should love God, but I didn't. And so I just couldn't face Him. And I couldn't be honest with Him about where I was and what I was thinking. And after God really worked in my heart, and after He solidified my faith, that was a huge change that happened for me. Is suddenly I could pray. I could talk to Him. I was safe to talk to Him because I knew He wasn't disappointed in me anymore. David wrote 75-ish of the 150 Psalms. And one of the reasons that I think David was a man after God's heart, that he was willing to do whatever God wanted. He trusted God. He loved God. But David also knew how to pour out his heart to God. He knew how to be honest with God. And what happened was that created an intense and close relationship between David and God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people, and pour out your heart to Him. This, I really believe, this is key to a relationship with God. A few months ago, I actually had lunch with Mrs. Jones. Her name is Beneth Jones. I was talking to her about relationship with God, and I asked her, how do you explain to someone how to have a relationship with God? You know, like we say that phrase, but what does that mean? And how does a person get there? You know, it's like if you grow up hearing the Bible and hearing about God, you have this head knowledge. And I know for me, you know, I went through this process where that head knowledge actually became real. It became something that was in my heart, and my relationship with God developed. But how did that happen? And how do you explain how that happens to someone else who hasn't experienced that yet? And she, without hesitating a moment, she said, prayer. She's like, people have to pray. You have to tell God where you are. You have to tell Him what's going on in your heart. You have to tell Him what you're thinking and what you're feeling. You've just got to pray. You've just got to pour out your heart to God. And when she said that, it was like light bulb. You know, it was like, oh yeah, of course. And when I look back, it's like, that's exactly what happened. You know, I went through this dark period of doubt and questioning. And then God manifested Himself to me. He gave me truth, and I recognized the truth, and I accepted the truth, and I believed the truth. But But then the next step was relationship. And how did I get from truth to relationship? And it was exactly what she said. It was that once I believed there was a creator, once I trusted this creator, I started talking to him. And that was something I had not done before. Sure, I would do it in, you know, a formal way, you know, like if I'm going to church at a prayer meeting, I will pray with the lady next to me, or I would pray before meals. But I'm talking about really pouring out my heart. That's what changed. I started talking to him, where this relationship with God just started to flourish and to grow, and I just got closer and closer to him. And I think a really good question that I used to have that maybe comes to your mind is, well, how does that work? Okay, so we pray, we talk to God, and it's really important to do that for our relationship with God, but why or how? How does that happen? Because I don't know about you, but I used to always think it feels kind of redundant to tell God what I'm thinking or feeling because he already knows, right? I mean, he already knows what's in my heart. So sometimes I'd even feel a little bit ridiculous saying, you know, Lord, I'm not feeling good today. Well, okay, he already knows that, you know. So what's the point? What's the point of telling him that? And I heard an illustration of this one time that just really helped me. This pastor said the reason that we pray is not for God's benefit. It's for our benefit. And it's like this. We pray to align ourselves with God. We don't pray to try to... We don't pray to try to get something out of God. God's not our magic genie. We're not praying to rub a lamp to get God to appear and grant us our three wishes. We pray for our own benefit to align ourselves. It's like the earth and the sun. The sun is the center, and the earth rotates around the sun. And if the earth was out of alignment, even a tiny bit, it would flash freeze, or it would burn up. And we're like that with God. We have to be perfectly aligned with him. And if we're not, things start to go terribly wrong in our lives. And what prayer does is it puts us in alignment with him. It's when we go to him, when we pray to him, when we pour out our heart to him, it puts our heart back in alignment with the center of our world, God. So I could spend another 30 minutes talking to you about why we should pray, and we can talk a lot about why we should pray, but in this session, I would actually like to just pray. We could talk about praying, but maybe actually what we need more is just to do it. You know, my husband says that to me sometimes. I'm not a doer. You know, some people are doers. They like to do things. Probably many of you are like that. You're really good at just doing things, getting things done. I am not. I love to just sit and ponder my existence, you know? I am not task-oriented. You know, being a mom has forced me to learn how to be task-oriented, to learn to be efficient and productive, but that's not my natural bent. I love to just look at things and think and feel and blah, blah, blah. So anyways, so my husband, I'll be like, I'm just so overwhelmed with everything I have to do. I just have so many things to do. And my husband will be like, just get up and do something. Stop talking about how much you have to do and just get up and do something. Just, it doesn't matter what, just do something. Okay, so we're going to take that approach in this session. You know, we could talk about how we need to pray. We need to pray. Guess what? We're just going to pray, okay? And so what we're going to do is use this little book. I don't know if you have ever used the Psalms to pray. But this is a fantastic way to actually pray to God, praying God's words back to him. And the psalmist, I mean, many of the psalms are just David pouring out his heart to the Lord. And so this is a really great way to get started on that. If you are not comfortable doing that, if you haven't done that before, you can basically just use David and use the Psalms to do that and use his words. Four aspects or four categories of prayer that you can work through. And this is not something you have to do. This is just a reminder just to help you. To help you think of different types of prayer that you can pray to God. The first one, we're going to start by praising our Creator. And I have several verses from the Psalms that are prayers of praise to Him. And what I would like to do is do a responsive reading. So I will start and read the first verse. And then we will all read the next one together. And then I will read a verse, and then we will all read it together. And you can tell where the verses are because I've got it separated with spaces. So do you see that in your book, that there's a space? So I will read, and then the first verse on the front page, and then on the next page where it starts, "When I consider the heavens," that's where we will all start reading together. And we will go three pages up until the repent of our sin section. Okay? So let me encourage you. Don't feel weird. Don't be afraid. This is not weird. I promise. It's not weird. I promise. We're just in your heart. Think about your Creator. And as you're listening to these words, as you're saying these words, talk to Him. Say these words back to Him in your heart. And this is prayer. This is a way to pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. All together. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. The day is thine. The night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee, or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast found them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Of all hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. Thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain. Have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding, that I may learn thy commandments. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. The second section is to repent of our sin. And I've put in here the entire Psalm 51. This is a psalm of confession. And it's the psalm that David prayed when he was really repentant for his sin against God. So it's an excellent prayer to go to find words. You know, sometimes you want to pray to God and you can't find the words. You're not sure what to say, or you don't know how to express to him what you're feeling. This is a great place to go. Remember Psalm 51. And so in this prayer, I'm going to give you a chance to pray quietly to the Lord on your own. And you can look through here and look for some verses in this psalm that really express what you're thinking, what you're feeling, and use this as a chance to really tell God that you are repentant and how much you want him to cleanse your heart and to make you clean. So I'm going to give you a few moments of silence to pray, and then in a few moments when we're done, we're going to sing. And if you turn over two pages, you'll see the text there for "Search me, O God." It's right before the "Ask for Answers" section. It's right in the middle of the book where the staple is. Ask for answers. God says, come and ask me. Ask what you will, and he will answer. Psalm 20, within the past few months, actually, I was reading Psalm 20, and I just thought, this is a fantastic psalm to pray for somebody else, or to tell somebody else that you're praying for them. You know, sometimes you hear about people, someone shares with you something they're struggling with, or you hear of someone in the church and something bad happens, and you want to tell them, you know, I'm praying for you, or you want to give them some kind of spiritual encouragement. And Psalm 20 has a couple of really great phrases to share, and it's why I put it in here. The very first phrase, "The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble." This basically means, this is like saying, I pray that the Lord will listen when you are in trouble, and that the God of Jacob will keep you safe. What a great thing to tell someone. I pray that the Lord will listen when you are in trouble and will keep you safe. And look down at the fourth verse that starts with, grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. Basically, the psalmist is saying, I'm praying that God will give you what you're asking for, that God will answer your prayers again and fulfill your counsel. And at the end of the next verse, the Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Another way of phrasing this is, may the Lord answer all of your prayers. That's what we want to encourage each other with, right? Like, may the Lord answer all your prayers. Well, that's a biblical phrase that comes right out of Psalm 20. On the next page is Psalm 86. And I especially love the verse, give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer and attend to the voice of my supplication. Basically just saying, Lord, hear me. I have something to talk to you about. So I would like you to, for this section, to pray with the lady next to you. And we won't take long, but just take a minute and just tell the lady next to you one thing. Just tell her one thing that's on your heart. Say, would you ask God to help me with this? Would you ask God to do this? And share one thing with each other and pray for each other, that one thing, in just 2 or 3 minutes.
All right, we're going to close quickly with the last section of prayer. This is called Yielding to the Lord. And I love that in this acronym that we end with the yielding, because this is such an important part of prayer, because you ask the Lord for things, but then the reality is that God doesn't always, you know, give us what we want. And it's like, I mean, you're familiar with the illustration of children. They want all kinds of things, but I can't and I won't give my children everything they want because it's not really the best for them. So, and you know what? A lot of times my kids are mad at me. My kids are little. You know, but like my 2-year-old and my 4-year-old and my 6 and my 7-year-old, they're mad at me and they think I'm mean because I'm not giving them what they want. But that's okay because I'm doing it because I love them. And I had a lady that lived next door to me, and she was a godly lady and she loved to pray. And she told me one time, Abigail, ask God for whatever you want. If you want something, you ask him for it. But whatever happens, you thank him. You thank him no matter what happens. If he doesn't give you that, if he gives you something that feels like a stone instead of bread, you thank him no matter what. That's what this section is. This yielding to God. It's just putting your hope in him. You know, like this morning, thinking about trusting, what I said this morning about trusting is waiting. That's what's in here. It's waiting. The very first verse, Psalm 62, for God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. It's telling your own heart, just wait. And there are 7 verses here. Just pray these words to the Lord in your own heart.